Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach, Zeev ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, Dennis Shore, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the mass rally that was held recently by tens of thousands of New Yorkers against anti-Semitism, a rally organized by anti-Semites. The speakers were anti-Semites. The people involved in leading the rally were all anti-Semites, and they're leading a rally supposedly against anti-Semitism. What a sick, upside-down world we live in. And how sick the Jews of our generation really are, how tragically sick the Jews are, and why JTF is so important to getting Jews sane again. And the second subject we want to discuss is the subject of the stampede, which you may or may not have heard about. There was a stampede at the funeral of Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist that was killed recently by the Americans, by American forces. And they had funerals for him in Iraq and Iran. And in the funeral in Iran, 56 Iranians were stampeded to death in the funeral. They just stampeded 56 of their fellow Muslims who were attending the funeral, just stampeded them to death. And we're going to discuss that as a general example of the brutality, the evil, the monstrous Nazi violent evil that pervades the entire Muslim world. And how that is all covered up and we're not allowed to speak about it. Well, we're going to speak about it. Let's start off by speaking about the mass rally against anti-Semitism that was held in New York. A mass rally against anti-Semitism. And who called for a rally against anti-Semitism? The New York Nazi Times had an editorial calling for a rally against anti-Semitism. Now, you cannot get a more viciously anti-Semitic newspaper or media outlet than the New York Nazi Times. This is a newspaper that defended Adolf Hitler and defended Joseph Stalin. This is a newspaper that refused to call Hitler a dictator, that said he's not a dictator like Mussolini because there are still several parties in the Reichstag and that he's just restoring the pride of Germany. And defended Hitler throughout the 1930s, right up until Pearl Harbor, they were defending Hitler. They called him Herr Hitler. Herr Hitler. They gave him the honorary title in the German language, something which they didn't do for other leaders. They very rarely do that for leaders, unless it's a murderous dictator, because the New York Nazi Times loves murderous dictators. This is a Jewish-owned newspaper run by Jewish Judo-Nazis. And these Jews, these sick, self-hating Jews in the Sulzberger family, this sick, demented, evil scum that run that newspaper, like the other Jews in the news media, in the American news media, because they're just as evil and vicious. They have done everything possible for over 100 years to destroy the Jewish people. During the Holocaust, they did everything possible to bury the story of the Holocaust. They did everything possible to sabotage any rescue efforts during the Holocaust. If one black person or one gay person or one Muslim has a little scratch on their finger, it's page one in the New York Nazi Times for years now. But over 6 million Jews being murdered was completely ignored by the newspaper, and they, again, did everything possible to prevent any rescue efforts and undermine any rescue efforts during the Holocaust. Not only did they help murder the 6 million Jews, and by the way, Hitler and the Nazis took note of this. They said the biggest Jewish newspaper, the biggest owned Jewish newspaper in the world is defending us. Obviously, we could do anything we want. Obviously, we can get away with it because the German Nazis were probing with Kristallnacht and the other things they did. They were testing what world reaction would be. What would happen if we do this to the Jews and that? Will the world react? Well, they saw that the Jewish-owned newspaper, the most powerful media organ in the United States in the 1930s and 1940s, was defending them. When they saw that, they realized that they could get away with anything. And so the New York Nazi Times played a major role in the murder of 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. A major role. And they have editorials against anti-Semitism? After they murdered over 6 million Jews. They then led a fanatic campaign to prevent the creation of a Jewish state in the 1940s. In 1948, Israel was recreated, an incredible miracle, unbelievable miracle, fulfillment of biblical prophecy for thousands of years. The Jews return after 2,000 years to their homeland. The New York Nazi Times did everything possible to prevent the creation of a Jewish state, to destroy Israel, and to destroy the Jewish people. And to this day, they do everything possible to undermine Israel and work with Israel's enemies to destroy the Jewish state. And they have an editorial against anti-Semitism? And who leads this demonstration? The UJA Federation. The United Jihad Appeal. They call themselves the United Jewish Appeal. They should be the United Jihad Appeal or the United Judenrat Appeal. The UJA Federation, the organization that was formed to promote assimilation and intermarriage and self-destruction among the Jewish people, formed by self-hating, intermarried, sick Jewish anti-Semites. Rich, powerful, sick, self-hating German Jews living on the living in Manhattan. They created the UJA Federation. The Messinger family that gave us Ruth Messinger, who supported the destruction of Israel. They're an example of the type of people who created and ran the UJA and have always run the UJA. And the UJA has all their organizations during the Holocaust, all the Jewish establishment organizations like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee and Hadassah. All these organizations that deliberately did nothing to save 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, and again, worked to undermine Ben Hecht and Peter Bergson, who were the Jabotinsky right-wing Jews that were trying to save Jews during the Holocaust. The one organization that was working to save Jews during the Holocaust was Ben Hecht's organization. And these Jewish establishment organizations did everything possible to undermine the saving of the Jews during the Holocaust. When they met with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who could have stopped the Holocaust in 1 second, he could have bombed the rail lines leading to Auschwitz, could have destroyed the death camps, the Germans would have been unable to continue the Holocaust. And it would have sent a signal to the German Nazi leaders, hey, you're going to get hanged after the war if you continue to murder Jews. You better stop. Could have stopped the Holocaust in 1 second. The Jewish leaders met with Roosevelt not to tell him to bomb the rail lines, not to tell him to intervene to save the millions of Jews that were being murdered. No. The Jewish leaders met with Roosevelt to tell him to expel Peter Bergson. Peter Bergson was in the United States on a visa. They wanted to get Peter Bergson thrown out of the country. Peter Bergson was a cousin of Harav Kook in Israel, and he was working with Ben Hecht to save the Jews. That was their main concern that they raised with FDR, the Nazi president, FDR, who was a Nazi himself, who wanted the Jews. When it came to the Jews, he was a Nazi. He wanted the Jews to be murdered during the Holocaust. He did everything he could to allow the Germans to continue the Holocaust. The only rail lines and the only roads that weren't bombed in Germany during the war, the only ones were the ones leading to the death camps in order to enable the Germans to continue the Holocaust. The British and the Americans had complete mastery over the skies for the last 2 years of the war. And they destroyed every road, every rail line, everything in Germany that would move things. The only roads and the only rail lines they didn't destroy were the ones being used to move the Jews to the death camps. That they preserved because they wanted the Jews to be murdered. You have to read books like Perfidy by Ben Hecht, or While 6 Million Died by Arthur Morse. You got to read these things and be well aware of what treason, of what evil people we have running Jewish establishment organizations and running the Jewish community, and how the leaders of the United States, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or the leaders of Britain, like Winston Churchill, were enemies of the Jewish people and wanted them to be murdered during the Holocaust. If you don't read, and if you don't research, and if you're not well educated, not well informed, then you go through life like a blind moron. And then you go to rallies against anti-Semitism, supposedly, that are run by anti-Semites. Who attended the rally against anti-Semitism that was called for by the New York Nazi Times, of all organizations? Who attended the rally? Schmuck Schumer and Gerald Nadler and all these self-hating Jews. who support Barack Hussein Obama and support the vivisection of Israel and support attempts to destroy Israel and meet with Al Sharpton and meet with all the black Jew haters who are stabbing Jews and murdering Jews and attacking Jews in New York. Blacks, black Jew haters. Okay, in New York, the crimes against Jews are being committed by black Jew haters. Yeah, the same blacks that the Jews gave their lives, Schwerner and Goodman, were murdered by the Ku Klux Klan in Mississippi trying to register blacks to vote. Jews gave their lives fighting for black civil rights in the 1960s, and the blacks repay them by being the worst anti-Semites in America. 94% of the black vote went to Jesse Jackson when he ran for president in the 1980s. 94% of the black vote. Jesse Jackson. You know who Jesse Jackson is? Jesse Jackson had what he called a sacred covenant with Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam says that the Jews deserve another Holocaust, that all whites are part of a devil race that should be exterminated, that the white race are all devils, that Allah is going to exterminate the white race. Jesse Jackson had a sacred covenant with Farrakhan, was campaigning with Farrakhan, and got 94% of the black vote. Al Sharpton, who also has a covenant with Farrakhan and defends Farrakhan and speaks at his rallies and supports him 100% and who helped incite the Crown Heights riots, Al Sharpton got 93% of the black vote when he ran for mayor of New York City. And all the Jewish leaders and all the Jewish politicians get down on their hands and knees and stick their noses up Al Sharpton's tuchus and Jesse Jackson's tuchus and that other Jew hater Barack Hussein Obama, that Muslim Jew hater's tuchus. Orthodox Jews go to the rally and the book was against anti-Semitism with Schmuck Schumer and Gerald Nadler and Mayor Bill de Blasio, that vicious Jew-hating piece of subhuman filth. He was at the rally. And Governor Andrew Cuomo, another Jew-hating animal. He was at the rally. His family have always been Jew-haters. Always been Jew-haters. His father, by the way, after he finished his governorship, his father, Mario Cuomo, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, may his name and memory be obliterated, his father, Mario Cuomo, started attacking Israel, of course. They've always been a bunch of vicious Jew haters. And, of course, the Cuomos and the de Blasios and all the Jew haters, they're invited. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who openly called for the destruction of Israel, not that she knows where Israel is. She has an IQ in the single digits, this moron. But she, she was invited to the rally, and she was the one, I don't think she came to the rally, but she was invited, and she was speaking about, she's speaking about anti-Semitism. I mean, the worst anti-Semites, the worst Jew haters. She, by the way, she referred to all of Israel as occupied Palestine, meaning the Jews have no right to any Jewish state, that Israel should be completely destroyed. This is what she wrote. This is what she put on her Twitter account. And all the Jewish leaders and all the Jewish politicians suck up to her. Schmuck Schumer, Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff. All the Jewish politicians and Jewish leaders, they suck up to these beasts. And they hold the rally against anti-Semitism. They're holding a rally against anti-Semitism. There is no enemy of the Jewish people worse than the self-hating Jews. Hagra is the Vilna Gaon, who was the greatest Jewish leader 200 years ago, who was the greatest Jewish leader in modern Jewish history for centuries in terms of Torah knowledge. The greatest Jewish leader who actually saved Jewish lives in recent Jewish history was Harab Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, our great beloved Rabbi Kahana, who saved over a million Jews from the Soviet Union. But, and who also was the one voice of truth for the Jews of Israel and for the Jews everywhere in our generation. But 200 years ago, you had the Vilna Gaon, and he warned us that the greatest enemy of the Jews will be the self-hating Jews, the Erev Rav, the mixed multitude Jews, the self-hating Jews. In other words, the Jews that don't want to be Jewish, that want to assimilate, that identify with enemies of their own people and hate their own people and stab their own people in the back. Rats, informers, liars, cheats. AIPAC, The American Israel Public Affairs Committee, that's supposed to be the pro-Israel lobby. An organization of the anti-Semitic AIPAC lobby. A lobby that lobbies for a PLO terrorist state, that lobbies for Israeli national suicide. Yes, they want the so-called two-state solution, which would be absolute suicide for Israel. Israel would be 6 to 9 miles wide on its borders. It would be suicide. Even Abba Ibn, who was a left-wing, part of the left-wing Labor Party, and he was too left-wing even for the Labor Party. He was on the far left in Israel. Even he said that going back to the pre-1967 borders and creating a so-called Palestine state would be suicide for Israel. He called them Auschwitz borders. The borders that AIPAC supports for Israel are Auschwitz borders, Holocaust borders, suicide borders, according to Abba Ibn. Golda Meir, another left-wing socialist who was prime minister of Israel, once said that any Jew who supports a plan like that to get Israel to go to those types of borders would have to be a traitor. That's what Golda Meir once said. And the AIPAC traitors, they support that. And all the Orthodox, you go to their convention, most of the Jews there are wearing yarmulkes, they're Orthodox Jews. They're helping Israel. How are they helping Israel? We get foreign aid. Don't you want foreign aid? We get foreign aid. Without foreign aid, Israel can't survive without foreign aid. The so-called foreign aid is the worst poison that Israel gets. Israel easily could survive and prosper without the so-called foreign aid. The best favor people could do for Israel would be to cut off the foreign aid immediately. Israel would be so much more prosperous and so much stronger without it. But AIPAC not only fights for foreign aid for Israel, which is terrible, also fights for foreign aid for all the Arab Nazi countries that want to destroy Israel, for the Arab terrorist organizations like the PLO and Fatah. It's AIPAC that gets these things passed. In Congress, they don't want to pass these things. The voters don't want to give billions of their tax dollars to all of this. Because these organizations and countries that AIPAC fights for, AIPAC passes the whole foreign aid bill. Without AIPAC, the foreign aid bill wouldn't even pass. You think the American taxpayers want to spend tens of billions of dollars supporting countries and organizations that hate America just as much as they hate Israel? The American taxpayer doesn't want to do that. AIPAC is the organization that gets these things passed. They raise money for congressmen and senators who support foreign aid. They push for foreign aid. If when Donald Trump suggested cutting foreign aid to the PLO, AIPAC was against it. AIPAC is against any cuts in foreign aid to the Arab terrorists that have murdered thousands of Jews. And all the Orthodox Jews, and all the rabbis, and all the young Israel, and all the other ones, they all want to be members of AIPAC. We're going to go to AIPAC. We're going to be members of AIPAC. We're helping Israel. What hopelessly insane cowards. Cowards! Hashem has given us all the tools to be independent, to have a vibrant Jewish homeland. Without the dependency, the slavish dependency on foreign aid that Israel does not need and that only hurts Israel's economy, hurts Israel's military, hurts everything in Israel. Israel has the brain power and the ability to become the technological powerhouse of the world, even though it's such a tiny country. And to build the most advanced weapons, even though it's such a tiny country with such a limited budget, because of Jewish brain power, they can do it. If they were independent, if they didn't have the strings attached to them from foreign aid, because of foreign aid, America has the power to veto any Israeli projects that involve anything that may be competitive with the American military projects. And so they have a rally against anti-Semitism organized by anti-Semites. This is an upside-down, insane world we live in. It's an insane, upside-down world. It's a world where you can't even say there are two genders. You have to say there are a million different genders because perverts want to say that a man wants to say he's a woman wants to say he's a man. It's an insane, upside-down world. And the Jews are supposed to be the truth tellers in the world. They're supposed to be the ones that get up like the Hebrew prophets did in ancient times, like Rabbi Kahana did in our time. They're supposed to get up and tell the truth to the world. That's the role they're supposed to play instead, all upside down. The Jews are some of the leading voices for evil and lies and treachery. mean, the Jews, 80, 90% of the producers and directors in Hollywood in the 30s and 40s were Jews. The Jews did run Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. Now it's much less. It's not the same as it was then, but at that time it was, the Jews dominated Hollywood, and the Jews made the most brilliant, magnificent, breathtaking films. You see the films from the 30s and 40s, the acting, the just brilliant, unbelievable Jew. You see the Jewish genius there. With their power in Hollywood and in the media and on Wall Street and all the power that the Jews had, you don't think they could have stopped the Holocaust? You don't think they could have forced Roosevelt to bomb the rail lines and the American and British Air Forces to bomb the rail lines and stop the Holocaust? It would have been the easiest thing in the world to do. They could have done it quickly and saved. There would not have been a Holocaust. Over 6 million Jews would have survived. And you can imagine the Jewish state we would have if those 6 million Jews were in Israel. Because they had a lot of babies. A lot of them were religious, and a lot of them had a lot of babies. We could have had the final redemption already. But these sick self-hating Jews, these intermarried sick self-hating Jews, they are the curse that the Jewish people face. And that's why JTF is so important, because somebody's got to tell it like it is for a change. The last leader who did was Rabbi Kahana. JTF is doing its best, but you see the problems that we encounter. YouTube takes our video off for what? They took our video off, you know, and they censor us from time. If they censor us, we're going to go to, we have BitChute and we have other sites that we're going to. We'll go to the other sites. We weren't getting many views from our English language videos. We're not getting many views from YouTube anyway. Because in their algorithms, they discriminate against groups like ours. So we weren't doing very well there anyway. We'll probably do better on the other sites. We're going to put them up on YouTube. If they take them down, they take them down. Then you know to go. You go to our main page. If you see our videos have been removed, or you go to our main page, jtf.org, or you go to our forum. And either on the forum, or on a thread, sticky threads in the forum, or either on our main page, you'll see where our video is, where we've put up the replacement if they take it down on YouTube. And YouTube, which is now owned by Google, who put together Google self-hating Jews, just like Facebook, self-hating Jews. It's a curse. The second subject we want to speak about is the 56 Muslims are stampeded to death at the funeral of Soleimani. Soleimani is the Iranian terrorist that was killed by American forces in Iraq when he landed in Iraq. And they had funerals for him, and 56 Iranians were stampeded to death in the funeral. I mean, what an unbelievable lack of concern for human life. These are 56 of their fellow Muslims, 56 of their fellow mourners at the funeral. They just stampede them to death. They just trampled over them and murdered 56 of their fellow Muslims, stampeding them to death because they didn't have patience or because they got excited at the funeral. What type of barbarism is this? Are these human beings? What type of barbarism is this? Do you know that thousands of Muslims are killed in stampedes at the Muslim Hajj in Saudi Arabia? Over the years, thousands of Muslims have been killed in stampedes. Sometimes a couple of thousand are killed even in 1 year. They constantly are having stampedes at their Hajj. Their Hajj is where they go and dance around that phallic symbol in Mecca. That giant black phallic symbol. It was a phallic symbol in ancient times. That's what it was. The complete lack of concern about human life, the cruelty, the barbarism, it's beyond atrocious. And you won't see it reported on because it goes against all what everybody's saying. Democrats, Republicans, they all play this little game that they're moderate Muslims and that Islam is really a wonderful religion. You've got to be kidding me. In the Iran-Iraq war, Just in the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s, over 2 million Muslims were slaughtered by their fellow Muslims. Iran and Iraq committed a Holocaust against their fellow Muslims. Many of those slaughtered were women and children. Many of them were young children. The Ayatollah Khomeini, the Iranian Hitler, he sent tens of thousands of young boys, 5 and 6 and 7 year old Muslim boys with Qurans in their hand, to charge into Iraqi artillery so that the Iraqis would use up their artillery shells. He sent them to commit suicide, to charge into the Iraqi artillery. Little boys with Qurans in their hands. I mean, the barbarism. And what was the war about? The Sunnis, the Shiites, the madness. All sides there are insane. Over a million Muslims have been slaughtered in the Syria-Lebanon wars since the 1970s. About 600,000 have been slaughtered just in the past couple of years, in the past few years. 600,000 were slaughtered in Syria alone. But if you count the civil war in Lebanon in the 1970s, where 300,000 were slaughtered, and then you count all the other wars, over a million have been slaughtered in Syria and Lebanon since the 1970s. So we have a situation where in the Muslim world, the Muslims have already perpetrated holocausts, slaughtered millions of their own people, of their fellow Muslims. If this is what they do to their fellow Muslims, you think they're joking when they promise to do it to the non-Muslim infidels? You think they'd hesitate for a second to use nuclear bombs against non-Muslim infidels? They fired 15 missiles at U.S. bases, the Iranians. 15 of their primitive missiles were fired at U.S. bases, okay? What if those 15 missiles had nuclear warheads on them? What if Iran had nuclear weapons? And Iran is building nuclear weapons, and the Israeli government and the U.S. government are allowing them, and Donald Trump is allowing them. He killed this guy. Wonderful. He should be destroying Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. That is the first immediate thing he should do. That's what Ted Cruz was going to do right away. Instead, it took him a year and a half to get out of Obama's. He was continuing Obama's agreement and continuing to give billions of dollars to Iran. Trump was giving billions to Iran. He was continuing it. True, he's better than the Democrats because he finally did get out of the agreement, and now he is imposing sanctions again. But it took him a year and a half to do it, and now he's still begging the Iranian leaders, let's negotiate like he's negotiating with this North Korean Hitler Kim. I mean, come on. His policies are nuts. Are completely irrational. Is he better than the Democrats? Of course he is. The Democrats want to go back to the Obama policy of handing huge amounts of cash to the Iranian regime. Do you know that Barack Hussein Obama, with the support of Schmuck Schumer and Gerald Nadler and all the self-hating Jews, and AIPAC supported Barack Hussein Obama. AIPAC invited him to the convention and gave him standing ovations and kissed his Jew-hating tuchus. You know that Obama, he handed over $1.6 billion in cash to the Iranians because they had problems in terms of clearing some of the money that was going through the banking systems, because all their organizations and all their bank accounts are tied to terrorism. So they had problems running this through bank accounts. And so Obama gave them printed out $1.6 billion in cash to hand over to the Iranian regime. That's the policy that all the Democrats are saying. Oh, why did Trump end this policy? Oh, we should go back to that policy. So, of course, the Democrats are much worse. But Trump is still bad. We need real leaders. Real leaders for a change. And that is, tragically, JTF is the only thing representing real leadership at this point. We are reaching the people of Israel with our message. We have an advertising campaign. We reach the people of Israel with our message. Thousands of Jews get our message on a weekly basis from our videos. And we want to wake people up. We want to wake people up. Nothing is more urgent than the need to wake people up now, before it's too late. In the end, the good guys are going to win, despite this message, the seemingly gloomy message that everybody's crazy and the whole world's crazy, which it is. The world is upside down and the world is crazy. But in the end, the good news is the good guys are going to win in the end. There's going to be a great awakening. We don't know what's going to bring it about, but there's going to be a great awakening among the Jews in Israel first. A great awakening. Then the righteous Gentiles are going to wake up too. But there's going to be a great awakening. It has to happen among the Jews first. When the Jews wake up, then you're going to have righteous Gentiles, which is going to be a small minority of the Gentiles. Most of the Gentiles will be against the Jews and will want to destroy the Jews, continue to be anti-Semitic. But there will be a minority of Gentiles that will wake up and that will understand the truth and stand for the truth. And when you have a Jewish awakening and the righteous Gentile awakening, then we're going to have final redemption. And that day will come. That God has promised us, and everything that God promises comes true. Everything. If there's one message we see from the resurrection of little Israel after 2,000 years, from the victories of little Israel in Six-Day Wars, from the miraculous turning of the desert into the most lush, magnificent country, Israel. If there's one thing we see from the unbelievable miracles, miracle after miracle after miracle, fulfillment of biblical prophecy over and over again in Israel, if there's one thing we clearly see, it's that God does keep his promises. But if we wake people up sooner, we can avoid a lot of tragedy, and we can bring about great things for the world, and we have to be a voice of truth. No matter what, there has to be a voice of truth, and that's the job that is a job that every one of us has to take upon ourselves if we want to do what God commands us to do and what is necessary to make this a better world. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.